me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Hello there. Good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever it might be where you are. This is Cindy Freeman on Purpose Talk Radio. And no, I'm not Jan Revell, who normally would be hosting your show. We'll get to her in a few minutes because she is the guest today. And we get to do a little bit of co-hosting. Yes, Jan gets to be in the hot seat and see what it's like on the other side of the microphone. It should be very interesting with us. I want to let you know that our theme song, actually I'll tell it you know, today is Monday, September 9th, 2013. And a great day to be around, alive, and peaceful in this world. And hopefully wherever you are, that you are finding peace, understanding, and whatever you need to be. Our theme song is by True Trinity, and that would be myself, Jillian Clark, and Rachel Martinez. Well, we came together and created that song and about 2 years ago. It was accepted as a theme song for Purpose Talk Radio. So we're doing a little transitioning after those 2 years, and the show's changed a lot. And it's going to take on some other changes in the future, which we'll get to later on today. And let's see, today our guest is Jan Revell, and as I said, she is normally our host for the show, and what we're going to be doing with her is discussing her book and the final piece of the 13-week series that we've been doing on feminine spiritual trailblazers that she has authored, and she's, if you've listened over the past 12 weeks, you've heard the many people that are a part of that book. And today, Jan herself will be talking about how that book was created and what her plans are for the future. So with that, I will bring Jan in and say hello. Hi, Jan.
Hey, Cindy. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing over there?
Good. I tried to get in by Skype, but I wasn't able to, so I guess I'll just have to be on the phone.
Well, you can't come.
I'm not used to being in on this guest end of it, you know.
Ah, yes. You can't come in on host. You have to come in on the guest side. You have to click the. For anybody who's trying to get in on the show on Skype, if you go to our link for the show, if you're already there, right next to the title of the show, there is a little Skype icon, and you have to click that, and it will ask you if you want to dial in, and you have to tell it yes, and you already have to have a Skype account, of course, and you also have to have a Blog Talk account for to be able to call in that way. But then the little icon will let you call in, and you'll be able to talk to us or just listen. For anybody who does want to talk on the show and talk to Jan or me later on, please make sure you do hit 1 on either your Skype or your phone keypads, depending upon how you're calling in. And also, oh, I almost forgot. We're going. If you want to chat, you can go over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. And you're on your own this week, folks, because I can't multitask quite that well yet. So, and besides, you'd hear the keyboard. You don't want to hear that. You'd rather hear Jan talking. So, based on that, how are you doing? You're over it. Are you finally settled a little bit in your, at least your semi-permanent home, Jan?
I am. Well, I'm settled for the time being, you know, however long that goes. I'm in Oregon, still in Gresham, Oregon, where it's a little bit overcast today and nice and cool. I'm enjoying the cool air.
Well, that's good. It's good. And out here in Wisconsin, it's about in the, probably in the 80s. And so it's, we might even have it warmer than you now, with a little bit of overcast here, too. So
we miss, well, it could be.
We missed the celestial wonder last night because it was too cloudy. Let's see, I heard you drop the phone. Does that mean we've had you disappear?
Yeah, I tried to get on with Skype and it dropped me. So I'm back on the phone.
Okay.
Here I am. Hi. So how does it feel to be the host today, Cindy?
Scary. Especially when you're on the other side. You know, I did a couple shows when you were ill about last December, but it's just not the same.
Yeah, well, you're doing just fine. You're going to be great.
Thanks.
So for everybody who's listening, I'm going to jump right in here and tell you that Cindy's going to be taking over the show. And it's going to be starting next week when we have Stephanie Campion, who does numerology, on the show. And I'll be there as backup. But Cindy has been, that's her first official show of Purpose Talk Radio. So congratulations, Cindy.
Thank you, Jan. You've been a wonderful mentor through the last couple of years. And you can't go away, though. We're going to have you hopefully on the conversations at least a little bit over there for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I'll be there.
Okay. Well, let's jump into, you normally start the show, we're starting the show with card readings. And I, you know, we'd like to, you know, make this, I guess, last official show of yours end that same way. And I think you said you've pulled two cards for the show. I'd like you to share those with us, give us a reading, and because I won't be able to do that. I'm not quite as in tune with my intuition.
Right. You know, the way you're going, you're going to get there pretty soon, so we'll be seeing that pretty quick.
Maybe so.
Well, the cards that I drew today are, I actually originally thought about drawing a card for me and a card for Cindy, and then I thought, no, I'll just draw one for the card for the show. Well, two cards jumped out. And I think they're pretty obvious about which one is for who. So I'll start off with the one that I associate with me. It's called All Souls Day. And it shows five young people who each have a candle, a lit candle in their hand. And they are apparently going into, I don't know what space they're going into, but they all look fairly as though they're going into some sort of a church or a temple or a sacred space in any case. And around them is this amazingly huge wing of an angel. So these are people, these are young people who we remember all souls. And there are so many souls. I mean, many of us, myself included, talk with people who have passed on. So it's not just thinking about all of us as all souls, those of us who have a physical body at this point in time, but it's All Souls Day, those who are currently physically present and those who are not physically present but still present. To remember that we're all in this together and that the angels surround us, so no matter what happens, whether you're coming or going, whether you are in new beginnings or whether you're in endings, that the angels are there and all the souls of those who have your highest good in mind surround you. And they're there to help you in whatever your comings and your goings might be. And the card that I associate with Cindy is called Sunflower. And it shows a young girl, a little girl, who is sitting on the knee of an angel, and she's looking, there is a sunflower in front of her, but rather than at the blossom of the sunflower, which seems to be beaming onto her, she's looking at the two little gnomes who are holding up the stem of the sunflower because it's so heavy that it was starting to fall over. So there's scariness in thinking you're going to fall over, and remember that there are not only angels around you, but there are other, sometimes mischievous beings around you who have your, who also have your best interest in mind. But sometimes they need to provide a little bit of mischief in your life in order for you to pay attention and to actually learn a lesson. There's lots of color in this card, lots of rose color and pinks. There's blue. The little girl has kind of a, I was going to say purple, but it's not. It's one of those colors that are many colors around the cap that around her face. And, of course, the beautiful yellow sunflower that is beaming on the girl and the angel. So, Cindy, this card's for you and for the show with new beginnings and with guidance from angels and from other beings, whether it's animal guides or whether it's gnomes or fairies, the little mischievous people around who can also make you laugh, cause you to stop and think. They can cause a little trouble for you. But whatever that is, it's to bring your awareness to what you need to learn. So these cards are both very much of new beginnings, of endings and new beginnings, which is interesting because that's what we had a year ago when we were changing the format of the show. So here we are again at new beginnings, new endings, and or endings and new beginnings. And those are my cards for today.
Wow, sweet.
Yeah, let's see. And one of those little gnomes named Jan. Since I had not totally intended to be doing this, and it was like we're chatting and going, okay, well, what's up with the show? And next thing it's, maybe I could do that. So, like I say, you've been a great mentor over the time, so great to walk into that.
Well, you're welcome, and you have just been an awesome moderator for this show, and I know it's going to be a fabulous show continuing. I have full faith in you, and I'll be there to help you out when you need it.
Thank you. And by the way, we will need another moderator over on Purpose Talk Radio Conversation, so if anybody wants to jump in there, you're welcome to do that, either now or any other time. That's your chat discussion, folks. That's not ours. You know, what resonates with you? What feels good? What questions do you have? That's the place to do it because we don't actually open the discussion on Blog Talk Radio for this show because we'd like to be able to carry that on throughout the week. Otherwise, a lot of times Blog Talk Radio shows have a discussion board right on their format. We've chosen to do the Purpose Talk Radio conversations instead. So, Jan, let's talk to you about our topic.
Okay.
For the last, like I said, 12 weeks, you've been talking to other people involved in this book you've written, but you've got other things that brought you to where you are today with the book and with your other plans. So how about telling us something about your background?
Oh, my gosh, the same question that I ask all my guests. Okay. Well, gosh, I've been working in the realm of spirit since I was 4.5 years old. That's the first time I can remember. And it just has been a major part of my life throughout my life, no matter what I've been doing. I was a massage therapist for 10 years. And during that time, I studied Reiki and became a Reiki master. And I loved Reiki because it taught me not to use my own energy when I was working with energy healing, but to allow the energy to channel through me, which took my ego out of it. So that was the first place where I learned to set my ego aside when I was doing any kind of energy work or working with spirit. And that was pretty amazing, a pretty amazing time. And during that time when I was doing massage therapy, I was given by spirit a technique that I call body linguistics. It's a way of reading the body. And at the time, I thought it was how to read, how our emotions have shaped our physical structure because I was dealing with adults and I was doing massage. And it wasn't until some years later where I realized that babies are born fully shaped and you can read their bodies in the same way you can an adult. So to be able to help a child to grow into a balanced and integrated young person and adult is a most amazing gift because too often we go through lessons in our lives and we go through the same lesson over and over again until we finally figure out that it's a lesson and we say, gosh, how many times do I have to go through this before I actually can learn the lesson? And by learning body linguistics for an adult in a child's life, it's possible to help guide the child in the way in ways that they can develop that so-called undeveloped aspect of themselves and become integrated and balanced by the time they're a teenager. So that's pretty exciting to me. And then I've been working with it with other people lately, but I can talk about that another time or later. And then we moved on. I started working with women. Too many women were like my mother, who had a poverty mentality, or they were in poverty, and to help them learn how to become financially powerful. So I started working with them, and one of the things that I did during that time was say, well, if you want to be, you know, we are, what is the saying, we are the five people or however many people that we hang around with. And so I made a conscious effort to hang around with some millionaires. And so I wrote another book of interviews that I've not yet published, but it's coming up, called Women Millionaires with Intuition. So I was talking to women who are millionaires, who have created a million dollar life and or business for themselves, with or without the help of their male partner, and how they did it, and where intuition, what part intuition played in that. So that book is going to come out pretty soon as well, Women Millionaires with Intuition. And then I went on and I thought, well, what else? That was pretty exciting to interview these women. So who else would I like to interview, and where else would I like to go with this? And, of course, I came back to my whole spiritual background and said, well, I would like to talk with women who have been working in the spiritual realm for 20-plus years, like I have, and find out from them, because we are now the elders. So I want to find out from them what advice do they have to pass along to the people coming behind them who are now teaching those who are just waking up to their spiritual, having their spiritual awakening and waking up to their spiritual path. So what advice do we have to pass on to people who are teaching, who now are walking their spiritual path and they're beginning to teach others as the elders passing along that information? And that's how this book came into being. So then I got the excitement of interviewing over 20 women to be part of this. So there's the book itself is going to have about 21 hours of interviews, of raw interviews. So people will be able to download the interviews and listen to them when they purchase the book. And it's going to be an e-book with e/audio book. And then at some point there will also be a soft cover book with content and then links to be able to, and we'll probably put DVDs in the book so that they'll be able to have them in their possession and can listen to them on their computer or on their CD player or whatever. But the original book is going to be an ebook with MP3 files of the interviews, of the raw interviews. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
Cool. When you say spiritual realm, I know you're not talking, you know, all mediums or any of that kind of thing.
No, it's a whole variety of women. There are women who are in finance. There are women who work with Native American philosophy. There's some with Peruvian and, I'll call it indigenous philosophies. There's women who are teaching sexual intimacy, who are dealing with tantric sex. It goes the full spectrum of women who have been dealing in some aspect of the spiritual realm, whether it's healing, whatever level the healing goes on. Some of it is coaching and counseling, and like I said, it's just a wide variety of women. All of them have been involved in this work, and all of them have a spiritual, strong spiritual component to whatever it is that they're doing.
How did you come to connect with these people? Are these people that you have passed, you know, in the rest of your life? Facebook, social media, just out in the world?
No, some of these are people that I knew, and some of them are, the majority of them, are people who were referred to me by others. I put out the word that I'm looking for these women. Who do you know? And would you introduce me? And so several women said, yes, I would be glad to introduce you. And they did that. And then I was able to interview these women. So this all took place. The interviews all happened last year. And we're in the process now of coming up with the completion of the book, getting it ready for publication. And people can pre-order the book if they want. There's a pre-order. I've put a pre-order button on my guest page on PurposeTalkRadio.com. So go to that, to my guest page on PurposeTalkRadio.com, and there's a button there where you can pre-order the book if you'd like. And there's a special deal for pre-ordering it. It's a lesser expensive amount. And there'll be some other bonuses and some other stuff for ordering it as we get this going, because all of the women who are in the book will be offering some sort of an extra gift as well. So it's pretty exciting.
Okay. So you said it's going to be an audio book. Is there then text to it too, or is it all audio?
Well, there's text to it as well. So there'll be information. Each woman will have a chapter devoted to them. So each chapter will have a photograph and text about them, who they are, and a little bit of other stuff, and then links to the interviews and also to their pages, to their websites, and whatever it is that they're offering. And then the book that goes through, that will be a hard copy, go through Amazon, will have the DVDs with it. And that's going to be a little bit later. The MP3 book will come out first, and then we'll be in the process of doing the other book.
Okay. And for those who have heard the past 12 weeks, those interviews are very different from what's in the book, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. What's in the book was very specific. There may be a little overlap, but there's more information about what advice would you give to people? You know, not only where did you come from, but what advice would you give to people, and what is it you do specifically? So it gets a lot more, it's a different focus than what was on the radio program.
Okay. Yeah, just to make sure people get a little different flavor and don't think, oh, I heard that. No, it's going to be different, so you want to add the book too.
Yeah, there's a lot there that they will not have heard from the radio show. So.
Okay. Well, great, great. Is there anything else we want to know about the book at the moment other than to order it, which we'll probably talk about in a little bit, you know, unless you want to give that website or that information right now?
Well, they can order it off of, like I said, on my guest page on PurposeTalkRadio.com. For now, that's the only place to get it. And they can pre-order it. That's just a pre-order that will reserve a book for them, and that will be the audio book, not the hard copy book, but the ebook and audio book.
Okay. You said really this is your second book that's coming out first, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What's it like to, you know, you've been on the air for 2 years, you've been out doing this spiritual work and this energy work with Reiki and all of that. What's it like to create a book now? How different?
I'm sorry. What's it like to what?
To create a book. How different is that now? Or were there some
skills
that you overlapped?
It still has a lot to do. I mean, it's still working in the spirit realm, because I'm dealing with people who are working in the spiritual realm. So the conversation, a lot of the conversations are around how spirit impacts whatever it is that you do. You know, I learned a long time ago that when I went off to do my own thing, when I'd say, this is my life, I'm going to do it my way. And every single time I did that, I would end up in some sort of difficulty, in some sort of problem. And I resented that. I resented the fact that when I did, quote, what I was supposed to, everything went along really smoothly and really easily. I didn't realize at the time that what I was doing was listening to spirit and listening to my own inner guidance. and that every time I listen to my own inner guidance and to spirit, that things work out perfectly, timely, everything works out perfectly. It's only when I go off on my own tangent that I get myself in trouble. So finally I got over the resentment and I grew up a little bit and I said, okay, I came here to live a spiritual life. I've been involved with spirit ever since I can remember. So why am I fighting this? Why not go along with it? It still didn't stop me from doing a million things instead of focusing on one or two things throughout my life. But hey, I'm a rolling stone, what can I say? So that carries over into what I do. However, now with this body linguistics, the rolling stone is not rolling anymore. This is it. This will be the work that I'll be doing for the rest of my life. And the book was leading up to that. The book was a direct precursor to my coming to the recognition that I needed to bring body linguistics to the world. It's been sitting inside of my brain and working around inside of me for 40-something years. It's time to actually bring it out and do what Spirit wants me to do with it. So that's what I'll be doing.
Okay. Well, since you brought up the body linguistics, why don't you go into that realm and tell us a little bit more about that. You know, you're saying from the womb, you know, people were born, you know, babies are born and have this being already ingrained in them, shaped in them, you know.
Right.
What does that do for them? How does the reading or whatever you do with it make them understand it?
Well, it's, you know, you don't make a baby understand anything particularly, except that if a child is born totally rational and logical, then one of the things to do with them is to work with them to develop their intuition and their emotions. Because anybody who is really rational and logical, fully rational and logical, number one, doesn't believe in emotions and intuition. And number two, there's no viability. Even if they do believe it, it's not viable. It's not, doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. So therefore, working with that child to hold them, to teach them ways of that emotions exist and intuition and creativity exist and that they are viable. And there's many ways to do that. And we talk about that in the classes that I teach. And then if a child is totally intuitive and emotional and creative, they can get themselves in a lot of trouble because the negative of that is impetuous. So they make, or impulsive, I should say, they make impulsive decisions and they don't base anything on the realistic aspect of whatever it is that they're doing. So the negative to a fully rational, logical child or a person is inflexibility. And the negativity to an intuitive, emotional person is impulsiveness. So the intuitive person really needs to learn to accept the consequences of their words, their thoughts, and their actions, and to think about it before they do go by the seat of their pants, to give it some consideration first and be willing to accept the consequences and deal with them in a responsible manner. So learning responsibility, self-responsibility, is really big for the intuitive, emotional person. So these are things that, you know, as parents and adults in a child's life, that we can help them to develop and to learn. So playtime also has, as we teach children to read and to numbers and things like that, that teach them their letters and their numbers, we can also teach them ways to become more responsible, to learn how to deal with money, and budgets and that kind of stuff, which the intuitive emotional person is going, yuck. But in order to become a totally balanced person and integrated and healthy so that their life really does continue in a healthy way, they have to learn that. That's part of the lessons that they came here to learn. And the rational, logical person is coming here to learn predominantly relationship stuff. And by working with them as babies and as young people, as children and young people, then they can already have some of those lessons behind them in a much easier way and be balanced and integrated by the time they're young people. Like I said, and not have to wait until they're 20, 30, 50, 60 before they learn some of these lessons. I mean, they may still have to wait to learn some lessons, but at least it gives them a head start. I mean, wouldn't you, the listener, have liked it if somebody, if you'd been able to get ahead and to get it before you were 25, 35, 50, whatever your age is, instead of having to wait that long? I mean, think about it. Having a head start on all of that, it would be really amazing. And the other thing that it does is the body linguistics is help people to understand where their aches and pains are coming from, both as a child and as an adult. And this is really critical so that you can then become more aware of your body, use your body as a barometer for what is going on in your emotional life. Because my philosophy is that most people who deal in the spiritual realm have a similar philosophy, that when the soul says, okay, it's time for this lesson, you said before you were born you wanted to learn this lesson, so here we go. And most of us are not enlightened enough to get that. So it comes down to an emotional level. And then we have some emotional discomfort or distress, and we often aren't aware enough or aren't willing to take the time to figure out what's going on there. And so then it comes down to a physical level, and most often it starts in a relatively minor fashion. And if we don't pay attention and don't learn that lesson, then the physical condition gets worse. Now, I'm not saying that every physical condition can be healed or cured by learning this technique. I don't believe that all disease can be handled. I do believe that all disease can be handled from a spiritual level. However, I think that there are things that we chose to have happen in order to learn some lessons, and sometimes that manifests as a life-threatening disease. Just like it manifested for me in having a motorcycle accident and getting my foot cut off. Well, I was really lucky, and my foot, I still have my foot today, but many people aren't quite that lucky. And there were a lot of lessons that I had to learn, and I'm still learning around that particular instance in my life, not so much the accident itself, but about my leg and my ankle and what are the lessons that I need to learn about that. So we learn these lessons throughout our life. It's not like you learn the lesson and you're done. We keep on learning lessons. And the body linguistics can help figure out more what the lessons are, but also look at a physical situation and understand where it comes from on an emotional level. Healing it on a physical level heals the emotional level and also goes back to a soul level. So it's kind of like a telephone wire. It goes both directions. You know, the soul says, hey, I'm calling. It's time for this lesson. And we don't hear it. And so eventually it comes down to emotions and then to physical. And when we deal with the physical, then it works up to the emotional and goes back to the soul and says, oh, got your message. I got it. So that's really the biggest thing about body linguistics. I'm really excited about it. It's something that was given to me by Spirit, and that Spirit has also made it very clear in the past few years that no one else is teaching this, and I need to get it out there. It is my obligation, my agreement, my contract with Spirit to do that.
Okay. So, you know, there's a lot of people that say, I feel like I'm supposed to do this or do that. Actually, let me back up just a second. You know, you said something about waiting until later in life to understand things. And we even started with the show. You know, I'm a very, shall we say, intellectual, analytical person. And, you know, struggled with life on that a lot of times. It's been interesting over the last couple of years with this show and being around other people to learn some of that gut feeling and listening to Spirit and trusting what I'm hearing to be able to get it and express it and do that kind of thing.
So I mean, we've done some. You've mentioned it to some of your guests or with some of your guests in the past. How do you suggest people learn to listen? You know, obviously, not everybody has grown up since a baby to have parents that have done body linguistics. You know, we can hope that gets into kids now. If someone's getting this now and getting these understandings, what can they do with them, and how can they, you know, determine what to do next or how to understand whichever side they're not right now?
Well, one of the things is to take my training, obviously, and become a certified practitioner. But there, I'm going to be teaching some webinars and some in-person, some live events that are for parents and grandparents and for salespeople and for employers, and how you can use this to help better understand the person that you're dealing with, and including yourself, obviously. So let me give a real quick right now. If you, the listener, go look in a mirror and you give yourself a great big grin, like you're telling yourself a joke. Give a big grin, and you'll see that one side of your mouth goes up higher than the other side. And that is that side that goes up higher. There are certain things in your body that never change throughout your life. One of them is your cheek. One of them is the side of your head that your hair grows faster or longer or thicker. One of them is everybody has one foot that's larger than the other. These are things that don't change. So if you look at yourself in the mirror and you see that one cheek looks like it's really been exercised and toned and it's in great shape, the other cheek kind of looks like it is full and smooth and doesn't really have a lot of personality. It just kind of looks like almost a baby's cheek. Then the side that is really toned and exercised, that's your strength side. That's your strongest side. And if it's the right side, the right cheek, then one of the things that you can say about yourself is that you were born rational, logical. Now, that also has to be corroborated with other parts of your body. It's not, you can't look at one thing and say that's it. But this is a good start. If you look at the right cheek, at the left cheek is the one that's more toned and looks like it's had more exercise throughout your life, then that means that you were born more emotional, intuitive, creative rather than the rational, logical. So if you think, too, about your own personality, about what appeals to you, what you're really good at, and some things are going to be the analytical stuff, like working with spreadsheets or numbers or concrete concepts, and whereas the analytic or the intuitive emotional person is going to be more of the artistic type, the more airy fairy or touchy feely type person, the artist, the actor, you get the picture on that.
Right.
So the thing to do to develop the other side of you is to recognize which side. But see, the problem with adults is that over the years, we have usually developed some of that other side. It's just part of life. Very seldom, it's like 0.0001% was going to be, as an adult, is going to be totally analytical or totally intuitive, emotional. Most people are going to have started to develop that other side to some extent in any case, and it shows up in their body. It's really, see, one of the things about babies is they don't have any of the emotional overlay, and they don't have any of the years of developing. So they're pretty much one side or the other. But most adults have developed some of that other side. And it's really a fun thing to do. If you're really the rational, logical side person and you want to develop your intuition a little bit more, one of the things that I encourage people to do is when you meet somebody new, either have a friend with you, have a tape recorder with you or a notebook or something. When you meet somebody new, shake their hand. And when you're done talking with them and you're walking away, have your friend say to you, now tell me all about that person. And then just do a verbal dump. Or do it into a tape recorder or write down your impressions of that person. You will be amazed at all the information that you get about that person. And if you have the opportunity of knowing them for 6 months or a year, you will also then get to find out where you were right, where you were maybe wrong, maybe just a little bit different understanding of what it was that you got from that person. And then the intuitive emotional person is, money seems to be the biggest issue for them. So one of the things that I encourage people who are intuitive, creative, and emotional to do is to create an on-paper budget. And it's less of a, some of it's budget, but you have to make sure that in that budget you include a miscellaneous, you include an entertainment, even if it's just renting a movie and having dinner at home, and including some things, some mad money, an allowance. You have to include things so that you won't feel neglected or you won't feel deprived. But the other thing to do with that is to create on paper, you may have one bank account. Separate that bank account into six or seven or how many desires you have. You want a rototiller and you want a table saw and you want some special art piece that you saw and you want acting lessons or whatever it is that you want. Make those each a bank account on paper. And then when you put your money into your bank account, you can say, okay, I'm putting this much in this account, this much in my rototiller, this much in my drill press, or whatever it was that I said, this much in my art class, and this much in my acting class, and this much on that art piece that I want. And you know what the total amount is in each one. And then you can move money around. So when it comes time where you have enough money to actually buy one of these things from your bank account without taking any money out of any of these accounts, that, let me tell you, is one of the most exciting things in the world. And then you can take the money from that account. Oh, I have $360 from this art piece that I wanted. I can move it all around, and I can put some in these other accounts. And what it does is turns money into a game. And it becomes fun, and it becomes exciting, and the money then flows. Because you've got a place, you've actually written down what you want with that money. So the money has a chance to flow in and then out again. And it isn't always flowing out faster than it's flowing in. You can build that up and have fun with it. The most important thing to remember in anything that you're learning is to do it playfully. Make sure you make a game for yourself out of it. Whether it's your own self-development, whether it's working with this, no matter what it is, make a game with it, because children learn easier and faster with games, and so do we as adults. So make a game out of your life, because life is a game.
Yes, it is. You know, you definitely hit on one of my soft spots, I guess I would say, with the finances. So, yes, I might have to try that. You know, I'd like to hear somewhere along the way if anybody, you know, in that Purpose Talk Conversations, if any of you have tried that, you know, feel free to comment, or if you decide to try it over the next 6 months, we'd love to hear how it worked for you.
If anybody wants a sample, I'll be glad to create it and send it to you.
Okay, there you go. Well, I want to remind the listeners that they can call in with any questions that they might have for Jan on her book, her body linguistics, or a couple of the other subjects we're going to be delving into here in the next few minutes. You can reach her by calling into 347-205-9074. Again, it's 347-205-9074. And you can press 1 on your keypad, or again, if you're in Skype, you can press the number 1 at any time, and you'll go into our queue to talk to Jan directly.
So, wow, that's a lot of information, Jan, and it's great. And, wow, like you said, I think if parents learn to understand their kids before, you know, they got to be teenagers, and a lot of times teenagers are really frustrated because they don't know what they should be or how they should be or, you know, and families and schools and everybody tries to tell them they, quote unquote, should be one way or the other. I think, you know,
yeah.
Some of this understanding, it wouldn't be quite the should be, you know.
Right.
It helps.
Well, and the other thing is learning, if they learn this technique, then they can also help their children when it comes to physical aches and pains to discover where is it coming from emotionally and be able to take care of that before the aches and pains develop into something more serious.
Can you?
It's pretty amazing because you can, in body linguistics has the capacity to change the medical, our medical lives, to change our lives in how we think of medicine, when we need to go to the doctor. We can be our own physician by learning body linguistics.
Hmm. Okay. That's an interesting. I suppose it goes back to what? Intuitively understanding your own body as well as seeing what
no,
there is?
No, you can do it. No, you don't even have to be intuitive. Intuitive is nice, but you don't even have to because it's very clear. Body parts are used for certain things. And if you've got aches and pains in that body part, what is it used for? What are you holding back from? What are you afraid of? Where, you know, there's all kinds of reasons that we have aches and pain. I was sitting next to a man on the on an airplane not long ago, and he had some shoulder pain, some right shoulder pain, and he had right hip pain as well, it turns out. And I kept asking him about what was holding him back from taking a step and reaching out for a new position or to create his own job. And it turns out that he was in the process, actually, had been offered a different position and was in the process of thinking about it, but had a bunch of concerns that he was dealing with, and it showed up in his body. Now, he's still going to need some physical help, like massage therapy, possibly chiropractic, possibly even surgery for a rotator cuff. I mean, there's all kinds of things, but sometimes when we get a physical situation, it doesn't mean that just by figuring out what it is, where it's coming from, that we can avoid surgery. We can in most instances, but there are some cases where you can't. Where my foot was cut off, I couldn't avoid surgery. If you have a rotator cuff, torn rotator cuff, chances are you will have to have surgery. That's okay. It's the important thing is learning the lesson that goes with it, figuring out where it comes from in your emotional life in order to be able to heal that, which then goes up to the soul level. I think it's important for us all to remember that that silver cord or whatever the you think of that goes from spirit to your body goes through the emotions, and it goes both ways. So it's important to take care of your physical part and figure out the emotional cause for it.
Okay. That makes sense. Does that work the same way on some of the, mental issues too, with the emotional stuff? Then you know when you might need a counselor or a coach or a mentor or something to get through those too?
Yes, it does. Some of what I've been doing, because I'm no longer a massage therapist, so I can't legally touch people's bodies in order to give them a massage and find out where these things are in their body, is I have come up with another technique where I have people send me a drawing of themselves. They have to draw it. So you would have to send me a drawing that you have done of yourself from the front and of the back of your back side, you know, from the back of you, and then I have them ink their feet and step on pieces of paper and then label the feet and then I do drawing, I do interpretations from that. And that is, the information that comes through those is phenomenal. And it doesn't matter if they're balloon people or if they're the most abstract people in the world. It makes no difference. The information that comes through the drawings is phenomenal. In the recent class that I was doing, one of the students brought in some drawings that a man she knew had done, and there was a very clear indication that this person needed mental help, needed some counseling, serious counseling. So it comes out in the body and it comes out in drawings. And it was funny because one of the students tried to draw, started drawing a picture of herself and she didn't like it. So she started drawing another one and it came out almost exactly the same. There's something about our hands and our subconscious that allows us to draw ourselves as we truly perceive ourselves rather than what we want, what the mind says. So it brings out all kinds of stuff that we're not necessarily aware of. And I've worked with those drawings over the years. You know, I draw a picture of myself pretty much every year and look at it, see where have the changes occurred, what's still the same, what changes do I want to make, all that kind of stuff. It's pretty amazing. It's an amazing technique, and I do a certified practitioner course that takes 2 complete weekends. So there's a weekend part 1 and then a weekend part 2. And then they have the ability, they have the opportunity to submit their information to become certified.
So you said there's certain things that do not change in the body over the years.
Right.
And then
right.
There are things that do as we develop
right.
The understanding of the other side of the body also.
Right. Things that change would be your ears and your eyes, somewhat the arms and legs, your back to some extent, your front to some extent. But there are things like your cheek and the hair and your feet. There's a couple other things, but those are some of them that just don't change. And the interesting part, Cindy, is that, like I said, I was in this accident years ago. And so it's been over 40 years since that accident. And I was born pretty much left-sided, the intuitive emotional type of a person. It was my left foot that was cut off. So they put it back on. You know, I've got some, obviously have some issues with it, but I'm grateful, truly grateful to have my foot. It's a wonderful foot to have. But it didn't, because of the nerve damage that was there, it doesn't have the ability to grab the ground like the other foot. So it doesn't get the exercise that the right foot gets. You would think also because of that it would shrink a little bit. You know, when somebody has an injury, a stroke or an injury that cuts the spinal cord and parts of their body tend to shrink up a little bit and get smaller. You would think that because my foot doesn't have the ability that the right foot has, that that would happen to it. And yet, you look at my feet, and you will definitely see that my left foot's bigger than my right foot, even after all these years. So,
wow.
I have to say, even that doesn't change. Even with trauma and injury, that it doesn't change. So, I mean, we can deal with, on body linguistics, we can deal with somebody in a wheelchair, somebody who has any kind of physical ailment, or who has a paraplegic, quadriplegic, somebody with cerebral palsy, somebody with Lou Gehrig's disease, any of those, we can still deal with the body linguistics, with the language of the body itself. It's not how you move or which direction you look when you're thinking about something. It is the structure, the physical structure of your body that tells us this information. I mean, it's like magic. But it's something that we all carry. We all should have known this, but nobody until now has ever brought out the information. There have been some things that have some parts of it, but nothing that is what I'm teaching. So, I really am obligated, in my opinion, I feel obligated to Spirit to finally get this stuff out there. I should have been doing it over the past 40 years. Why I've waited so long. But that's the Rolling Stone part of me. So now I'll roll to different places and teach this course.
Shouldas. I don't know there. No shitting on yourself.
No. I will continue to be a Rolling Stone, but I've got one focus, my major focus now. I mean, you know, obviously my short-term focus is this book and getting it done and getting it available to people. And right. The second book will also be relatively easy to do. I do angel readings and angel parties, and those are for fun. But the body linguistics is my main focus. That is my passion, and that is where I will be living my life from now on, bringing it to the world.
Well, you can definitely hear it in your voice, and, you know, the excitement and the just the up when you're talking about that. So,
yeah, I get pretty excited about it.
So tell us again, how did you become aware of this? You know, yeah, nobody else does it, so it's not like it just pops out of your mirror.
Yeah. Well, I was doing massage therapy. I was a massage therapist in the late 70s. And while I was doing massage one day, it just sort of kind of came down fully loaded, and I started looking at bodies and went, wow. So then I started working with my clients, giving them a body reading and creating a tape so they could take it with them. And then I would ask them for feedback. Was this right? Was it wrong? Do you agree? Do you disagree? And try and refine to better understand what it was that I had been given and what I was seeing, and to refine it. And then over the years, I've done more refining with it and worked with it kind of on a casual basis, hoping that someone else, some of the people that I had taught way back then, because I taught massage therapists here in the Portland, Oregon region, I thought somebody would pick it up and take it, because Spirit usually gives things to 4 or 5 people at the same time. In case one drops the ball, somebody else will pick it up. Well, now here it is 40-some-odd years later, and I keep looking to find, okay, who picked it up? Has somebody done it? Let me off the hook. Well, no, nobody has been teaching it. Nobody's talking about it. So now I'm talking about it. Now it's time to bring it out to the open, to be seen with that what it is, and that it's a gift of Spirit, and it's for everybody. So everybody can learn it, body workers and counselors and coaches and everybody in the medical field and police officers and salespeople and everybody, parents and grandparents. You don't have to be in a business in order to learn it. And you can create your own business from it, if that's something you choose to do. Hopefully you will. Hopefully there are people that will become these certified practitioners, because there's very few, and I'm the only one in the whole world teaching it. So take it to Europe, take it to India, take it everywhere, and teach others, because Spirit wants it to be out there. And I'm only one person. So I need to teach others so that others can teach others, et cetera, et cetera.
So where are they going to be able to take this course? Do they have to come out by you? Or are you going to, you know, you said you're going to do some webinars, but are you going to teach the course online? Can you teach it online? Is it all going to be somewhere?
I can teach little pieces of it online, but it really requires face-to-face. It requires the students to be able to look at each other, to talk with each other and get feedback, to touch each other. They don't have to do massage on each other, but there's some physical contact that goes on. So it really is an in-person, a live event. And it's limited in how many people can be in each course. I limit it to 12. And that's because it gets so in-depth and there's so much information that if we have more people than that, it would take us a week to be able to get through the course. So I do it in smaller groups. And people can take it. I'm in Oregon. I'm teaching it here. I'm going to be teaching a class in Florida in the winter, probably in February, March. Not sure of the dates yet. And on the East Coast in May, June, somewhere in May, June. And again, the dates and the place are still being negotiated on those. So people can contact me. I would invite people to contact me to find out where the courses are. They can go to bodylinguistics.org and find out where the courses are going to be. There's not updated right at the moment, but we're still working on the new courses. They can contact me at jan@bodylinguistics.org or jan@purposetalkradio.com for a while anyway, and find out more. If you want to have a course, have me come to your area. I would love to do that. We need to get together a minimum of 6 people for a class in order for me to come, and maximum of 12. Okay?
Excellent. Excellent. And you have one class that's already graduated recently. You've had your first graduates.
Right, my first graduates, and they're in the process now of submitting information to me to be able to get their certification. And I have another course here in the Portland area that's coming up on October 9th and 10th. It's going to be in a different location than what I had originally, but it's going to be then. So if anybody's in this Oregon, Washington, Idaho area that wants to come to the course, and people can get, if they're body workers, they can get continuing education hours for taking the class, for completing the class.
Well, that's really helpful, because there's a lot of people that are in that area that would be helpful
right.
then.
Right. Oh. And it isn't just I talked to one of my students was a physical therapist, and her association is works along with the National Association for Massage Therapy, NCBTMB, long initials for body workers that do licensing and continuing education for body workers. So there is some reciprocal credits that they can get, even if they're not a body worker.
Okay. Excellent. So, you've got your book, you've got your body linguistics, you briefly touched on angel parties, because I can't, you know, after all these couple years of you doing readings, I can't see you just stop doing those. So,
no, I won't stop.
So what's an angel party?
Well, just so you know, by the way, I have magnets on the side of my car that say angel readings and give my phone number. So if anybody sees it, they can call me and get an angel reading. But angel parties are fabulous. And I'm in the process of seeing about putting together online angel parties as well. But angel parties are people get together in somebody's home and they have light refreshments and everybody writes a question down and puts it into a bowl or a hat or whatever. And then I pull out the questions and either do an oracle card or just give the angel reading. And the reason that we do it with everybody in the group, some people doing this kind of a thing take people individually and do a more in-depth reading for them. The reason that I do it in front of everybody is because the readings never apply only to one person. It's like the oracle cards on the show. They never apply just to one person. There's always something there for multiple people. So why not have everybody be able to ask a question and listen to everybody else's answer? They don't have to put down their name. You know, I don't need to say, oh, well, this is a question by Cindy. It can just be, this is the question, and here is the angel reading for it. So they're really fun. They last about 2 hours. And they're $20 a person to just come and have some fun and get an angel reading and be with other people that they enjoy. So it's fun stuff.
So, and you said you could be able to set that up online, too, with folks.
I'm looking into that. I should be able to get to do an online angel party. And I'm looking into how, where all of the logistics of it, and how many people can be part of it, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Like maybe have everybody at one house and you Skype it in or Google Hangout or something like that.
That's a possibility, yes.
Okay.
Both, all of that is a possibility. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah, it'd be fun to have everybody having a party at somebody's house and Skype in. That would be great. I'd love that. That would be so fun.
might have to check into doing something like that.
Yeah.
So, want to remind people again, if you got questions for Jan, please call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. So, Jan, you know, I think we've covered a lot of the things that, you know, I thought we'd cover. Is there anything else, you know, we'll get into your contact information in just a second, but is there anything else that you're planning on up the road here for yourself? Or the spirits planning for you?
Yeah, right. Well, it's
really
interesting because it's interesting because I'm living here right now, staying with a friend, and she asked me something the other day if I would be around at Christmas time because she has a timeshare. We were talking about going to enjoy this timeshare, and I said, I don't know. I have no idea. So my life at this time is, and it always is, waiting for spirit to say, this is what you're going to do. This is where you're going to do it, and this is when you're going to do it. And I go, oh, okay, okay. So I know I'll be here probably the end of October. And after that, I really don't know. We'll see what happens. So everybody who wants to have me come to your area, just let me know, because the Rolling Stone is getting ready to roll again. And I'll be doing the body linguistics wherever I go. That is my main focus. And then angel parties for fun, because I really enjoy that. And Archangel Gabriel is my main guy, so we're going to travel together. And then the books, obviously, the two books, The Feminine Spiritual Leaders. These are contemporary women spiritual leaders. And then the other book is Millionaire Women with Intuition. The interesting part about them is they all have brick-and-mortar businesses. Not a one of them really has an online business. So they're pretty interesting people. And the only other thing that has come up for me lately that I'd like to touch on is an issue about being seen. Too often, I don't know about the listeners, but too often we go through life hiding. We get into a difficult situation. I was in a relationship that was going down the tubes, and so when I was asked, do you want to do something, I'd say, oh, no, I have too much work to do. So I buried myself in work, and it was burying in the computer because I was a transcriptionist, so I buried myself in the computer. So I didn't have to pay attention to hurting. There were other things in my life that I've looked at all the way through how I have hidden. One of the things I was told many years ago is, don't volunteer information about yourself in a conversation, because if somebody's interested, they'll ask. Well, maybe. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But if you don't toot your own horn, don't expect somebody else to. If you don't tell people who you are and what you're doing, don't expect them to ask you. Because as we know, everybody's favorite topic is themselves. And it's wonderful to be able to ask questions to somebody and get them to talk about themselves. But there comes a point when you must put yourself out there and be seen, where you must talk about yourself and what you're doing. Otherwise, you will always remain invisible. And this life is not about hiding. We came here to be seen. We came here because every one of us had a purpose, had a mission, and that purpose is still there, and that mission is still there. And the only way that you're going to be able to get people to know what that purpose is and what that mission is and to accomplish your purpose and your mission is to be seen, to be visible, and to be seen. This is really critical. So I encourage everybody to begin stretching your comfort zone, getting out of your comfort zone a little bit. Talk about who you are. Talk about what you do. Talk about why you're here. Talk about you. Ask questions about somebody else. But also, if they're not going to ask you questions about you, volunteer. And then sometimes they will become interested, and sometimes they won't. The ones who do become interested, those are the ones that you really want to be working with. Those are the people that you can work together with. If they're not interested, you might want to just let it go. So be seen. Okay.
Well, here you go.
I think that's about covered it.
We're finally getting you to be seen from behind the microphone of the radio. we've had a chance to find out a little bit more about who you are, as opposed to you interviewing all of the guests. And I
right.
got to hide behind the computer all that time, too. So this is, you know, I guess
yeah.
we're both seen a little bit differently this week.
Yeah.
And will in the future, you know. I'm hoping that you will definitely, you know, come check in on us here. I'm not letting you off very far, so, you know, the joys of computer and you know, things like that don't have you going that far away. You know, it's still got your name on this thing. But,
okay. Well,
you know,
I'll be around to help you out until you get to the point where you say, get out of here, I'm done with you.
Well, who knows? I mean, at some point... you know, did have the plan of having, you know, positive news radio, too. So, you know, we're going to try and keep that kind of a direction going here, just like you had across this whole time. So
right.
how do people, you know, you're not going to be on the air as such as often. So how do people get a hold of you, Jan? You gave
well,
it a
for
little.
The, for a while, they can email me at jan@purposetalkradio.com. But you can also contact me at jan@bodylinguistics.com. .org, and I'll spell it, B-O-D-Y, body, linguistics, linguistics.org, bodylinguistics.org.
Okay, so that would be that for the body linguistics if they want. If they, you have another email for your angel parties also, so that if they want to go that direction, but you don't have all your messages all mixed up in one thing?
Yeah, it's always Jan at, so this is Jan at angelparties, and that's a plural, parties.org, angelparties.org. And there's a link on there to contact me as well.
Excellent. There's lots of ways to reach you.
Oh, yeah.
Can Rod maybe keep hide? And Facebook, of course, yes. And the various pages and things on that as well. Okay, well, I don't see anybody on the phone lines, unfortunately. So you've been able to answer all of the questions today, I guess.
All right.
You know, I don't know if there's, again, if there's anything else specific here for us. You know, next week you'll be around a little bit as we have Stephanie Campione doing some numerology work.
Right.
And... The week after that, I'm going to have Milana Ashley from Honduras talking to us about some of the things and her mission moving from the States to there. And she is a medical doctor as well as energy worker. So it'll be interesting to have her and why she moved and what she did with that, too. So some great people coming up. So. Let's see. I don't know what else we have. I know. We need to give everybody an affirmation to leave with for this week. I'm going to bring those back. We were doing those beginning of the year, and I think I'd like to have that again so everybody can think about something throughout the week that keeps them going. And I was, you know, thinking about the card that you had in the beginning, and feel free to reword or suggest changes to it, but I was thinking... If we do the, I know I have, I don't know what we want, beings, I know I have those around me to help me. I will accept all those who are there lovingly into my life. I don't know. What you think
all
about
those
that?
Who have my, all those who have my highest good is their intent.
Okay, there we go. So we have it as, okay, I know I have those around me to help me. I will accept. Say it again, please.
Although I accept all those who or input from all those who have my highest good as their intent.
Great.
I'm typing it out for you, and I will send it to you. There you go.
There we go, and we'll put it up on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page.
All right. Well, Cindy, I want to thank you for being the host today and for allowing me to be the guest. This has been really enjoyable, and I thank you very much.
Thank you. It was fun. So, folks, you know, where there is an opportunity to sponsor the show in the future, to be a guest, to participate in a lot of different ways. You know, like I said, with the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, as a moderator, facilitator over there to help set up guests, if you know someone, make sure you send a message off, put it up on Facebook, whatever, we'd be happy to talk to you. If you'd like to sponsor the show, and be able to get some advertising for yourself, your business, and what your purpose is, we'd lovingly take that as well to be able to keep the show going. Quite honestly, if we don't go that direction, we might put this down to about a half-hour show, make sure that's content-filled, and keep it going, and that would be fine. If that's the direction Spirit's supposed to be taking it right now, that's what we'll take it. And we'll see what happens in the future. But to reach me, in a little while, not immediately after the show, like I said, I'm Cindy Freeman, and you can reach me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. Wow, that's the first time I get to say that. and we'll have that set up. The theme of our show, as it said, is it's called I Am Who I Am by True Trinity. Myself, Jillian Clark, and Rachel Martinez. And you can catch up with us at TrueTrinity.com as well, where we have a couple of our other songs available for sale if you'd like those. As Jan said, you can reach her at any of three email addresses at this point, Jan@PurposeTalkRadio.com, Jan@BodyLinguistics.org, or Jan@AngelParties.org. And we thank you for listening to the show this week, being Monday, September 9th. Next week we have, as I said, Stephanie Campione doing numerology. And we thank you for listening. And as Jan has ended, I'd like to continue with soul blessings.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.